He was so moved and taken aback by how much I appreciated his integrity, his sincerity, his honesty, that at the end of the day, he came up to me, he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, "I wish you could be our permanent teacher." Do you stay awake at night wishing for a rulebook to make raising your teen daughter easier? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Empower Your Teen Girl podcast. I'm your host, Sonal Patel, former teacher turned holistic tutor for girls 11 to 14 in English and empowerment. After an accident at 19, due to chronic back pain, I left my NHS dentistry degree in my fourth year, depressed. But motivational monks and fearless females mentored me in creative writing, poetry and journaling, wisdom reading and storytelling, growth mindset and meditation. My transformation enthused me to now teach girls empowerment practices early, to drop anxiety, grow identity unapologetically, and form relationships happy. Join our community as I share actionable tips and real stories to grow your girls' confidence and resilience, English enjoyment, and your relationship. Time to empower your teen girl and yourself. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Empower Your Teen Girl podcast. Whoa, this episode, you know, normally, dear listeners, dear parents, dear friends, dear family, I sit down and I think about what I'm going to say to you. And this episode is truly spontaneous from the heart. So if you're feeling the energy and mood of spontaneity and surprise, don't worry, so am I. That was a little rhyme. So much has been going on in the last week alone, and I don't really know where to start to even begin to share with you. My heart is like flooded with every emotion under the sun, and my mood right now, I would describe as grumpy and grateful. Overall grateful. I was saying to some students today, if you're not grateful, you're a great fool. If you're not grateful, you're a great fool. And they all laughed. Who doesn't like a pun and a play on words? Remember, this is an English and empowerment podcast. English is such an incredible way to get us to remember little nuggets of wisdom in our day. So for those of you who might keep a gratitude journal or not, remember that line. Maybe write it in your gratitude journal. If you haven't got one, start one. Do it today. Don't delay. Life is so short. And in this short little life, I made a decision last week that I'm going to be putting a pause on the podcast for now. I really hope that you've been enjoying the episode so far. I've got so much nice feedback from you all. I haven't even had a chance or the time to share it. I will share some this week before I put the pause on. And yeah, what is the reason for the pause? Well, I have a lot of roles and responsibilities that I play in my life, and it's amazing. I have so many incredible opportunities right now. I'm so overwhelmed with gratitude that I'm being trusted to do so much on so many levels for so many people. But that also means that I need some space in my own personal life right now. It's so funny, the last episode was about rest and self-care, and I'm really grateful that I'm taking this time out for myself, because I used to be the person that was probably the worst example for my students, you know, in terms of self-care. And that's hard to admit, you know. I'm supposed to be the teacher. It's interesting, you know, if you spell the word teacher and you rearrange the words, it's called an anagram in English. It actually can also spell cheater. Ooh, that's a hard blow for the ego. Because actually, I ask us all to be honest with ourselves. How many of us do the things we say we should do? And how many of us do the things we say to others? You know, I know I've definitely improved in the last 16 years, but yeah, like, it's a journey, you know, and taking care of myself right now is important, because one of the biggest pieces of news is that I'm actually going back to school to work. For those of you who are like, wait, Sonal, the intro to the Empower Your Teen Girl podcast says, former teacher, I left school, and now this young lady, I like to think of myself as young spirited at least. I'm turning 39 next month. But yeah, going back to school has been a big decision for many reasons, and it's so funny because I had certain reasons in my mind why I'm going back. I mean, there's a lot of things. When you're setting up your own business, there's costs to cover, and then there's other reasons that have just surprised me. I've been back at school 2 days this week, today and yesterday. Today's Tuesday. I'm recording this podcast for our 29th Thursday release, which will be the last one for now, until I come back. I'll tell you when I'm coming back in a moment. And it has been the most blissful 2 days of my life. Honestly, I cannot tell you how incredible these last 2 days have been. I'm just going to share one story to try and encapsulate and communicate to you the joy on an inner level. I went into a classroom yesterday and, kids, it's a class of 30. They're going to be a bit rowdy, especially when it's a supply teacher, because they're like, who are you? You're just going to be here for a day. They can have that kind of attitude. And what is my attitude? One of my spiritual teachers says, treat every single person you meet with the same kind of care that you would treat the person who is most dear to you. And I walk into every single class with that energy. And the children felt it yesterday. Palpably, powerfully, purposefully. Alliteration, power of three, English language technique. They were making a lot of noise. And at one point, I was ringing the bell. And, sometimes we have a whistle as teachers and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, wow, this is strange. I haven't had to practice this much behavior management for like the last 5 years because I haven't been back in school since 5 years now. And then I said, I came up with a new behavior management technique. I was like, so tell me, guys, what's so important, more important that you're learning, that you're talking about it right now? I want to know too. Tell me. And they were just like, kind of like deer in the headlights, just stunned to silence, feeling a bit guilty because they knew that they weren't speaking of anything significant. And then I said, so who's going to be honest with me? Who's going to tell me the truth? Who's going to have the decency to say sorry? Who's going to say what they're going to do to change? And this is the amazing thing. I've read a book, dear parents, if you have not read this book, get this book. It's called Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. And it is how it's been like sold over a million copies. And I read most of it back in 2017, I believe. I'm going to be setting up a reading club. Look out for it when I'm back on for the girls I teach, and it's going to be one of the books we read. And how to make it applicable to their life. There are so many books. I have loads of books that are going to be in this book club, and it's going to be incredible. So yeah, just and being back in school has shown just how much kids need to read nonfiction content. Because when I said this, one boy put up his hand and he said, because my intention was sincere, I didn't have any malice. I wasn't just telling him off for the sake of it, which is what a lot of adults and parents and teachers do. It's just like, let's just get this child to be quiet. This child is annoying me. This child is an inconvenience. And because I really, in my heart, my intention was, I want you to be the best version of yourself. And that is why I'm saying this message to you. And so one boy goes, Miss Patel, I'm sorry. I was speaking because when we were giving out the French worksheets, I was asking my friend to give me a sheet. And I said, okay. But your friend's giving them out. Obviously, you just have to wait patiently. He's not going to miss you out. He's going to, obviously, if he does, then ask him then. But you don't need to otherwise. You can just sit there and wait patiently. Meanwhile, like somebody is like, the sharpenings have exploded by the bin and there's like three children going up to help. And this is the, this is the, the energy of a classroom, which I'd like totally forgotten about. And it's been so good to be back on many levels. But I gave him a commendation, not commendation, but they have a behavior policy in the school. And I said, I'm so proud of you for your honesty to this boy. And he was so moved and taken aback by how much I appreciated, his integrity, his sincerity, his honesty, that at the end of the day, he came up to me, he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, "I wish you could be our permanent teacher." And then he wrote this note saying, We wish you were our permanent teacher. We love you. And don't forget me." And then on the back of this card, like, I ticked for him honesty, I ticked leadership, I ticked like all the qualities that I felt he showed in that kind of act of honesty. And then he ticked every single one for me. I will share it on my social media. And the last question on the comprehension said, "Who is existing right now in this world that you think is going to be famous in the future in 3,000 years' time, and explain why?" And one of my students, this really sweet boy, he came up to me and he said it first, and then he wrote a note. I'll share the note on social media as well. He said, "I think you're going to be famous in the future, Ms. Patel, because we have had so much fun in your class." And then he wrote like several words more, and I'll leave it to the note. You can read about it. Another boy came up to me and gave me this bright fluorescent green sticky note. Oh, back in the classroom, it's back to sticky notes. But the first teacher I met yesterday, what an angel. You will not believe this, but she was so organized, like had everything laid out for me perfectly to a T for my first day back. Such a blessing. And I said, "Oh, so how long have you been a teacher?" She was like, "I'm training." She's 22 years old. And I was like, "You are incredible. You are exceptional." And what was so sweet is that she actually went to that school that she's teaching in. How like full circle is that? Honestly, like I could tell you, not joking, another 50 stories like this. Because I've had such personal interactions with every single child I've been teaching. Because that's what I'm like as a teacher. I will find a moment to share a story or a life lesson with a child amidst the learning. And that's why I get the reaction I get from my children. You know, who wants to see a supply teacher again? Who can develop a relationship with a supply teacher in a day? It's very rare. But I've been learning empowerment for the last 16 years, and this is the culmination of that consistency. And that's why I'm so enthusiastic to help girls with this. But anyway, I don't know if I started a story that I didn't finish. No, I did finish it. Yeah, the note from that boy. And the fluorescent green one I didn't finish, but he wrote on his note. It's funny how they're all boys here. I need to say something about the girls in a minute. But he said, "I wish you could teach us every day." So again, I'm like keeping these notes forever. They're so, so sweet. I think if I'm going to share a story about one of the girls, I'll share... Actually, the girl that I was tutoring last week, I'm going to share... There are stories I can share about the girls in school that I've seen as well, but I want to share a story about one of my recent students that I tutor. Such an intelligent girl. I really admire it when girls think for themselves and don't just follow the crowd, because I never used to be like that growing up. I used to just kind of feel very insecure and copy people because I wanted to fit in. And I was just finding out a bit about one of my students, and she was like, "Oh, I play a lot of football." I was like, "Oh, all right, okay." I was like, "Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? I know it's a very typical question, but yeah, I'm just curious." And she said, "Well, I considered being a footballer, but the thing is, Sonal, I mean, in school, my students call me Miss Patel, but my students that I tutor call me Sonal." And she said, "Well, I was thinking about being a footballer, but the thing is, I don't know if I can, because the highest paid female football kind of tier, like, you know, salary band is," she said something around £40,000. And she said, "The lowest tier for a male footballer is £72,000. Highest for women? £40,000. Lowest expectation for men, £72,000. Now, I'm trusting her on her, you know, figures and things. I don't know any better. And she said to me, "I think it's really unfair that some people have to do the job they love and get paid so little for it. And that means they need to go and work in a coffee shop or something else part-time because they've got to make ends meet." She said, "I wish we lived in a world where everyone could do what they love and get paid fairly for it." And I was just like, wow, what a wise girl. And I said to her, Do you learn this kind of stuff with your teachers at school? This kind of conversation that we're having? And she nodded her. Sorry, she shook her head. I wish she would have nodded her head. She said, no. I said, would you like to learn more stuff like this? Would you like to have more conversations like this? Big smile. She has such a beautiful smile. As parents, as people, as educators, if we don't start giving our children the opportunity to connect to inner empowerment, we shouldn't be surprised when we see the statistics. And if you've missed them, please go back to the first 13 episodes of the podcast because I share them very vividly and openly and honestly for us to consider as a society. And on that note, I'll end here. I will be sharing more and more stories when I'm back on social media. I'll be taking a break, as I said. Yeah, I plan to come back at the moment, sort of mid-April. But if there's any other update before then, I'll let you know. I'm not really going to push and pressure myself. Because, yeah, when I said I'm feeling grateful and grumpy, I'm grumpy because my pain has literally quadrupled in the last 2 days. You know, like going to like take kids down to assembly, bring them up to assembly, take them down for morning break, bring them up from morning break, take them down for lunch, bring them up from lunch, take them down at the end of school, bring them up, you know, come back to my classroom, finish marking books, go home, driving. I had to drive quite far actually. Got stuck in 1 hour 15 minute traffic today. There's roadworks near my house and roadworks near the school. It was crazy. It was supposed to only take 40 minutes. Thankfully, on the way home, it only took 40 minutes driving. But my chronic pain is quite, yeah, challenging right now. I'm being really vulnerable and literally telling you everything that's going on in my life. Because, yeah, I've always wanted to be like that on my social media, like the same person on my social media that I am vulnerably behind the scenes as much as possible. Because I want the girls to learn from the fact that most of social media is fake. A lot of it is. There are a lot of authentic, genuine people on social media. I want to try and be one as well. But there's a lot of fakeness and phoniness. And it's sad because a lot of girls tend to believe what they see and think less of themselves or change themselves or feel insecure about themselves. Because of that. But when if I like to have real vulnerable conversations with them as I'm having with you right now, so that they can see that, you know, when you're living your dreams and going for your goals in life, it's not easy. My life isn't easy right now. To anyone who's listening right now and you're really struggling in life for some reason, you know, then I'm just sending you so much gratitude and encouragement and appreciation for still being the person who's trying your best to keep going in whatever way you are. And please reach out for help. I have so many people helping me with the kind of stuff that's going on in my life right now. Going back to school, tutoring, the guest episodes on the podcast are coming along so nicely. When I come back, I will be sharing them with you. They'll be on YouTube as well. I mean, there's so many exciting things going on, but it's hard as well. You know, for me, and the level of my chronic pain, it's hard. You know, it's a lot of time. It requires a lot of space. And so, yeah, that's why I'm taking this break. I hope in this episode you found some inspiration in the kind of, I hope you've got a feel and a flavor of the kind of teacher I am, more so. I hope you get that with every single episode. As always, if I can help your girl, in any way, just reach out, parents. The link is always in the show notes to book a call. I am still tutoring. And what I love about Daily Supply is that, yeah, like doing things around my podcast and the tutoring service that I'm building, I have full flexibility to do that. And oh my gosh, do you know what? You won't believe this, but going back to the agency that I work for, it's the same people. Can you believe that? Like their turnover is so like consistent in terms of like they don't have they've retained their same consultants, and I've met some new consultants as well, and they're so lovely, such supportive like colleagues, and really appreciate my teaching style. I literally had a conversation with the lovely lady that appointed me to my school today for like an hour, and we spoke today for about 20 minutes, and she's like, I love everything I'm learning from you. So even the colleagues appreciate this approach of English and empowerment that I'm working with, which has really inspired me. My teaching assistant today was like, wow, I love what you shared about the lotus. I did a lotus meditation for the kids today very spontaneously because one of the boys, his name was Aravind, which means lotus in Sanskrit. And I sang songs for them. We did so many spontaneous things. They're just like, yeah, they were just so happy. And so I was happy. And yeah, I could speak about this for a long time, as you can see, but we'll pause here. If you have any, comments, questions, anything like that, I will be around in my DMs for a bit. After that, I will check in on them now and then. But as I said, I'll mainly be taking time mainly to interview the guests I want to for the podcast, because once those come out, I want to keep them consistent and weekly. And that's why my team and I are working really hard to get them ready for you. And it's going to be taking time. So I'm so grateful to my team. Big shout out to my team. I'm grateful to all of you for consistently listening to these podcasts. If you're new here, welcome. Please share any episode that you've listened to with someone that needs to hear it. If you haven't heard all the episodes, now's your chance, because there's a pause. If you're like, oh, I heard one and I'd like to hear more, then, do it, please. If you have anything you agree or disagree anytime on the episodes, tell me. I want to know. I learn from you as parents as to what kind of content is relevant for you. You know your kids on a different level as parents, and whatever content I can share, I want it to be relevant for you. So please tell me, what are your actual, honest, real struggles? What are your actual, honest, real goals, and why? I hope I will be covering a lot of that, especially through the guest episodes, but the best thing is for you to give me feedback. If we want to grow this community, continue growing this community the way that it has grown to date. I'm so grateful for every single one of you for being here. I look forward to staying connected. I'm going to miss you so, 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 so much. You don't understand. I'm going to be like depressed on that level as well, not being on my social media. It's a very hard decision to make, but in the long term, it will be great. That was another poem couplet. I hope you're going to miss the poems. I'm going to miss writing them for you and speaking them for you. But yeah, really excited about the reading club that's going to be coming up and other opportunities, which I'm not going to tell you everything. I'm just telling you one small part. Can't ruin the whole surprise now, can we? But yeah, I'm developing some phenomenal things in the background for the girls that I want to be working with. And of course, you will all be the first to know, because you're here listening with so much dedication and commitment in this community. Here's to continuing to grow together. Thank you so much for your patience with me as I make this decision. It hasn't been an easy one, but yeah, we will get there, and our girls will also benefit from everything that is happening here in this community, especially the guest podcast coming up. I can't wait for you to meet our guests. You're going to learn so much from them. I am learning so much from them. I'm learning to become a better listener as well. So for now, take care and bye for now. Thank you so much for making time to listen and learn from this episode. I hope it served and benefited you in some way to feel more confident as a parent in empowering your teen girl. If you have any family, friends, colleagues, or anyone you know who would find this episode relatable and relevant to empowering their teen girl too, go ahead and press the share button, copy the link, and send it over to them. That's how I can help more parents like you, and how we can help our girls rise together. Until the next episode, here's my mission and an English and empowerment poem I wrote just for you. Empower your teen girl earlier to make her life much easier.